Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I am very well. All good here. No complaints. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you, babe. Really good. How's New Year treating you? Are you loving January?
Yeah, it's going all right, you know. I'm, what is it, like 3 weeks into my dry Jan. All going fine. No breaks so far.
Wobbles?
No wobbles. I think once I get past a fortnight, I'm like, nah, it's easy. And I've even got, you know, I'm going to a pub quiz next week. I'm going, you know, out and about. I'm not staying in doing nothing. So yeah, I've got it's all going pretty well. Been hitting the gym. And I mean, you look like you've been at the gym right now in your little vest top.
I have, babe. So I've done a legs today and I'm already feeling a little bit raw. I'm not gonna lie. And that kind of scares me for how I'm going to feel for the next couple of days. Because if it's bad after the session, you kind of know in 24 and 48 hours. But no pain, no gain.
Do you have a trainer? Or do you have like a program now?
What's good for me is I kind of feel I always go, and I don't know whether it's just mind over matter, but the couple of times I'm with a trainer, I think I'll go harder because he's there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's the same like reason why people do classes, right? Like it's you go to a class because if you're doing it by yourself, you might just be like, oh, can't be arsed, I'm done. If you're in a class full of people, you know, you feel like you have to keep it up. And I think it's probably the same with the trainer. I once had a trainer for about 6 weeks and I was going to the gym in the mornings to go to like train with him and stuff, and I never go to the gym in the morning otherwise, so I think it does motivate you, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just the motivation, and when I'm there, I kind of very much just get into the zone anyway. I kind of think I'm enjoying it once I'm there. I think sometimes after battle is, especially if it's a day that I'm not with my trainer, it's just that little bit more of like just get in there and get it done, because if I know someone's waiting for me and we're doing it together, it's kind of just, you don't want to let someone down. Do you know what I mean? Because they're waiting for you. You've got like an appointment.
Yeah, totally. I can see that. And that's something that I like. One of the reasons I row is because it's a Saturday morning early start. You can't get around it. Once you signed up, you have to go, because if you pull out, then there's like seven or three or however many other people in your boat who can't go out. So, you know, and it makes me not go wild on a Friday night because I know that I've got to get up on a Saturday. I mean, it does then sometimes mean in times when I am drinking that Saturday nights or Saturday afternoon into night can sometimes be a bit raucous. But I do think it's good to have that kind of discipline, isn't it? Especially this time of year, because you're trying to get back into it and trying to refocus.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're glad to celebrate that. We have an exciting show coming up today. We've got RuPaul's Drag Race UK Series 3. That is a mouthful. Star Victoria Scone up first. Can't wait to speak to her. We've also got Robert Van Tromp from Too Hot to Handle. He's been on the show before. He's got a new podcast to come and talk about. And we also have Sharmarie Gabadon from The Apprentice. She's season 14 winner, to talk about what she's up to. So busy old show as ever.
Fab little lineup. I'm excited for it, babes.
Definitely. Well, speaking of Drag Race, there's now going to be something we can talk to Victoria about. They've confirmed the lineup for Drag Race UK versus the World, which will be on TV in February, I believe. And the UK stars they've confirmed are, let me get it right, Cheryl Hole, who you and I have seen in person, Bobby, when we went to Cabaret a couple of years ago. And Blue Hydrangea and Bag of Chips, all of which are like iconic Drag Race people from the UK series. And then from America, we've got Jujubee and Monique Hart, and then Jimbo and Lemon from Canada, Janie Jack from Drag Race Holland, who I'm not familiar with, and Pangina Heels. I mean, that is quite the name, from Drag Race Thailand. So I think it's going to be a bit of a change from what we've seen on Drag Race before, but should be quite exciting, no?
Definitely. Well, the minute I saw the lineup announced, I mean, I know you're such a diehard fan of the show, and I couldn't wait to speak to you, and I knew we'd obviously discuss it tonight on the show. What's your thoughts on the lineup firstly, before the whole concept change? Are you happy with the lineup you got?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like, apparently, I didn't realise, so Jujubee is now, this is her fourth series of Drag Race she's appeared on. She's never won any of them, but she's been bravely coming back each time. No, I'm excited. I'm kind of more excited, actually. The lineup could be kind of whoever, although the three UK stars they've got are all excellent. I'm kind of more intrigued as to the change of the actual show, because we've had, you know, Drag Race UK, US, Canada, Holland, all those, Spain. This is the first time we're getting like an international version. And I'm kind of intrigued as to how the verses work. So how are the UK queens going to go up against the queens from around the world? So yeah, for me, I'm just kind of excited that there's something different in the offing.
Do you think we're going to see a change in dynamics then, in terms of, do you think the UK Drag Race is, I mean, obviously, I don't know the content, I don't know if it's been announced, how the verses is going to work. No. But do you think we're very much going to see everyone clustering up with people from their country?
I think so. But then there's some of the stars are the only ones from their country. So I don't know if it's like everyone versus the UK or how it's going to work. But yeah, I'm kind of intrigued to see how that all works. And it'll just be exciting to have more drag queens on the TV. It's nothing I'm ever going to complain about, you know?
Absolutely. And it's always nice when a format that you know love has a little bit of a shake-up and a change. Mm,
yeah, true.
So I'm very much excited. And we haven't got long to wait now. Do you say it's February airs?
Yeah, February 1st.
So it would have been pre-recorded already. I'm guessing that was done last year.
Yes, they usually, the drag race shows are usually done quite a way in advance. Yeah, so it should be exciting. And I believe actually even Katie Price is going to be one of the guest judges on it on one week. So that'll be definitely worth watching.
And is Mel C going to be a judge?
Yes, I believe that's right. Yeah, there's some really exciting, they get some really high caliber celebs on Drag Race. I think there's so many.
I've been looking at my phone, so I think Rue's got the old number, because I didn't get a WhatsApp or a call, Rue. So if you are listening, babes, next series, I'm free.
Yeah, if they need to do like a podcast recording session or something, I mean, both of us would be perfectly happy to take an afternoon off and come record that with you, Rue. Just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there, Rue, babes.
And we can even do it from home. I'd rather not, but I'm happy to do it from home if that's what's required.
And if he wants us to fly out to the States, I mean, I'm more than happy to do that as well. So you're getting options here, girl. So
yeah.
I know you're probably listening to this, so just slide into the DMs or get your people to talk to our people, and we can make TV gold. Bit of magic.
Got my fingers crossed for this crossover event. What about you? Have you seen any celeb news that's caught your eye this week?
Mr. Simon Cowell. He put a ring on it.
I mean, of all the people in the world to get engaged, I would never have expected it from him.
Yeah, I really didn't see it coming. I mean, I know he's been with his partner, the lovely Lauren, for a while now. They've got the little one, haven't they? I say little one, I don't even know how old Eric is now. But
he's eight.
My gosh, yeah, I still think he's about three.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just imagined that day would never come. But I think lovely that he has. Would love to be a guest at the wedding. Imagine it.
Well, I think the wedding of Simon Cowell and Lauren Silverman is going to be one of the celebrity events of the 2020s, probably, if they're planning on going big, which I can't see why they wouldn't. I think there's going to be some huge, huge names there, right? You've got like all of the people. I mean, what's Sunita going to wear for a start? I mean,
I'm sure she's already planning it. Let's have it right.
Yes, I'm sure she's probably already gone down Freeman's that dress shop.
Yeah.
she's getting the leaves lined up perfectly already. But yeah, even, I mean, you've got Cheryl, you've got Piers Morgan, you've got all the people that he works with on all these shows all over the world.
Paul Amanda Alden, I bet, will be there.
Oh, David, no Williams. Doubt. David Williams, you know, Mel B. Like,
Anna Deck.
You know, it's just endless. The amount of, like, people that he's worked with Maybe someone from Little Mix, maybe, I don't know, a Harry Styles. I don't know how well they get on anymore. But yeah, there's like plenty of people to potentially be on the guest list. So I think that would definitely be one to watch. There hasn't been any news as far as I'm worried about when it is there? It's just a proposal.
I think it's very much being kept on the DL. And I don't think Simon's the sort, I can't see this being sold to a weekly magazine. I don't think we're going to get that side of it.
Yes.
I would love to, because I always love seeing someone's wedding, celebrity or not, who don't love a wedding photo. And a lot of celebs do sell their wedding photos and have photographers there. Well, I don't know if Simon Cowell's going to do it. Secretly open he is. I mean, especially as we've just said, the calibre of the guests is going to be incredible. I want to see what he's wearing. I want to see what the lovely Lauren's wearing.
Yeah. But
nothing's been confirmed if we're going to get a magazine deal. So I guess it's a watch this space.
I think it's definitely a watch this space, so we'll have to see. I think maybe last week, actually, we talked a little bit about Dancing on Ice coming back.
Yeah.
And turns out, possibly the worst thing that could happen after last series where they came off air, blah, 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 COVID and et cetera, no audience. They've already had, just off their first show, that one of their stars test positive for COVID, poor old Bez from the Happy Mondays.
I mean, literally, like I say, after last year, I mean, and bless ITV and the production company that still tried to keep on going. And I think there was that time they pulled away. And I think three people in the end had to completely leave the competition, if I remember right. And yeah, literally after the first episode, the fat one's tested positive. I'm hoping that they've kind of got one out of the way. And touch wood, Bez is going to be all right. But I'm hoping now that they kind of the rest of the run goes smoothly.
Yeah, this is the problem with all these kind of programs, though, isn't it? At the moment, you know, you've got to keep bubbles and all these kind of things, but it's not that easy to keep everyone in, you know, lockdown. So yeah, let's hope that that Bez pulls through and we'll be back, not this weekend, I guess, but the weekend after.
Because it is a real tricky one. I mean, literally not having that week's training that you're going to be isolating or not be able to be with your partner, that's a huge amount of time for your next dance, you know, and your next skate, especially if you're not a professional skater, which, let's have it right, the celebs aren't.
No.
So you want every minute on the ice. And I think, like we even said last year, when celebs, I think we find out in October, so you start practicing, you don't just put your skates on in January and give it a go on a Sunday and think, right, let's have a lovely old time. You've put a few months into it, you've bonded with your partner. So yeah, touch wood, Bez makes his full recovery, gets back on the ice. I mean, come out in an helmet, I think it was a first. I don't think we've ever seen that in Dancing on Ice.
A melon helmet. I mean, what a look. But yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But best of luck to everyone involved, because I know it must be very stressful for them.
Stay safe.
Well, we have our first guest, Victoria Scone, here. So let's get her in and have a big old chin wag.
Perfect.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry, it says Lawrence Cheney. Lawrence Meeman, that's my Cheney.
That's quite all right. We've got you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Well, I've got a little bit of a sniffle.
Oh no.
No, it's fine.
I love that we live in that era now. Like, you cough or you say, it's not COVID. I've got a latte flow to prove it.
Yep, it's not. But I try not to sniff the whole time.
That's quite all right. Don't worry if you have to. Tell us about your tour. You're on tour at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on tour. It's called Jam Packed. Going all over the UK. Well, a few dates. It's been amazing. I absolutely love being on tour. So it's everything that I would have wanted and more. And London is this Saturday. So the little gap with the last show we just did was... where was it? We started with Newcastle, then Manchester, Birmingham, Southampton, because that's where I'm kind of originally from. So my parents were there.
Oh, I'm originally not far from Southampton.
Oh, where are you from?
Fareham.
Oh, my parents live in Fareham.
Oh, well, then you know the joys of a trip to Fareham now and again.
Yes. They live in Stubbington.
No, that's where I went to school.
Oh, that's where I went to school. Crofton.
Yeah, you went to Crofton. So did I.
I lived opposite Crofton.
No way. By the Happy Shopper.
Yeah, that was my neighbours.
That is insane.
That's really weird.
Sorry, Bob.
That's all right, but love it.
So the tour is coming to London.
I don't know. I'm not interested in that anymore.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What's happening on the tour? Is it lots of lip syncing performance? What's going on?
How dare you? I do not lip sync. I sing live, so all live singing. I do about bloody 14 songs, but in London there's like lots more guest acts as well, because you know, what's the point in me having success and performing if I'm not bringing other people up with me? So you know, they can get the opportunity to perform at the Clapham Grand, because I love the Clapham Grand. It's such a good venue. It's massive, and it's just such a good atmosphere, good energy, great like sound system and lighting and everything. So yeah, I think we've got about 6 or 7 guest acts. We've got drag kings, drag queens. My drag daughter's going to be there from Cardiff Marmalade.
Oh, awesome. Oh. Yeah, I think that one of the most interesting things about you taking part in Drag Race has obviously been the fact that you're the first cisgender woman to do so. Mm. Do you think that you've been given sort of an opportunity to open things up? Or is it to various kinds of drag? Or are you just kind of thinking, this is just what I'm about, and if anything good comes in, that's great.
I've definitely had more opportunity to open up.
Well, yes, I'm sure you have, yeah.
I think it has, but not even necessarily for myself, but it's sort of opened other people's eyes up. Like, at first people were like, oh, I'm not sure, you know, I didn't think that was, you know, really a legitimate thing, like a cis woman doing drag, but then so many people, this is not just me saying it, have said that, oh, I saw you on Drag Race and then you changed my mind. I'm like, that's mad to me that you think like little of me has done that, but great, because you know, I was fabulous on Drag Race, but I was even more fabulous, you know, I was just as fabulous before. So you know, nothing's changed. I'm still doing the same old 10 songs.
like any drag queen, basically.
Exactly. You pick your songs and you stick with them. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So was the feedback positive on social media?
Yes, you know, I was actually prepared for the very, very worst. I was like, you know, I'm going in as this sacrificial lamb, almost, and I'm going to get all this negativity, but not really necessarily a lot. At first, it was a bit like, oh, you know, Drag Race is changing, you know, this isn't drag. But then again, like, once people saw it, then they kind of realised, well, it is drag. You know, drag isn't specifically what's between your legs. It's, for me, it's about the entertainment of it and, yeah, you know, what you do with the drag. It's not even really just about the look. It's, you know, lip syncing or singing. Oh, not lip syncing. I love watching lip syncing. I'm just awful at it myself, as we found out yesterday, because I was filming something for Lawrence and I cannot lip sync. It's an art to get the timing and like remember the words. At least if I sing, I can make up the words and you don't know if they're right or wrong.
That's very a very
good point.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Yeah. Were you, I mean, obviously you went out of Drag Race in a way that you wouldn't have intended, but considering that you did and the way that it happened, are you pleased with how things have gone since?
Well, lots of people tell me that after I left, they didn't watch anymore. So maybe I lucked out and it was all meant to happen. No, I don't. At the time, it was very traumatising and horrible, horrible. I've really felt like I'd let myself down, I'd let the team down, I'd let cis women in drag down. It was horrible, but I think now time has passed. Everything does happen I have to tell myself that, you know, everything happens for a reason. Something good will come of this. Well, amazing things have come of this already, you know. I wouldn't be talking to you both now if I hadn't gone in the first place. So, yeah, something good's in store, whatever that may be. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, Bo, what are your thoughts on Drag Race UK versus the world?
Oh, I'm very excited. They came out today, didn't they? Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the girls we've got representing are strong girls, repping the UK.
Do you know any of them?
I've met all of them and worked with a few of them. But Bag of Chips was sort of there at the Two Brewers the first time I ever did drag.
Oh, really?
She loves a drink, her bag. She like trying to get in me taxi.
Seen her out about.
Yes. Trying to get in me taxi after the gig to come and party with me, which is lovely. So yeah, Bagger I've known literally since day dot. when I started in about 2017 or so. A Bagger makes great TV. I can't wait for it.
Yeah,
when not is long it coming to... out? Is it February?
February 1st.
On the telly. On the actual telly.
On the actual telly, yeah.
From the lineup that we've seen that's been announced now, if I had to say, who's your money on, if you were to just predict a winner out of everyone, doesn't just have to be one of the UK queens.
Blum and Jujubee has done every single other season.
I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. I was like, I mean, she really does put the effort in. She probably deserves it.
At this point, just give her the crown.
Yeah. Just end the show now, at the crown.
Yeah. Surely she's going to like take over RuPaul when, you know, in 50,000 years when RuPaul decides to finally stop doing it. So I'd say either Jujubee. I really love Blue Hydrangea. I think she's got amazing makeup skills and looks. I'm really excited to see what she brings. I think I'll say either of those two would be my guess. Yes, and I noticed that Monique Hart has changed her name to Mo Hart.
Yeah, I was a bit confused by that as well. I don't know why, if there's a reason behind it. Yeah, I don't know. It's quite, I think if you change your drag name, it can be quite a big deal, right? Because people know you as that, they're looking for you as that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's some reason behind it. I don't know. Maybe you got sued or something. Maybe it was a copyright issue.
There was already someone called Monique Hart.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the Instagram handle.
Yeah. What else have you got kind of planned for the rest of the year? Are you hopefully trying to avoid COVID, I guess? That's one thing.
I had it again 2 weeks ago.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah, just over 2 weeks. So luckily I can't get it, at least, hopefully, they say, for like at least 3 months. But I've got a booster tomorrow. That's fun.
Oh, exciting. Yeah.
And then for the rest of the year, I've just got, you know, gigs. I've got quite a few social media campaigns, which is very exciting, filming a few bits and bobs. And then obviously the season 3 tour starts, September or October, one of those two dates. And that's when we really travel the UK for like a solid month as a cast. The UK 2 one starts literally next week, I think.
Oh, does it? Blimey.
Yeah, can you believe they haven't even done that one yet?
I know. I mean, that was literally a year ago that was on, right? Everything's all gone. The last couple of years have all blended into one. I can't really remember when everything was.
They have. But yes, you're right. It was a year ago. Because when we went to film season 3, we still didn't know who'd won season 2.
Oh, right. Blimey, yeah.
Yes. Crazy time.
And what is RuPaul really like? I assume lots of when you're actually filming, you don't really see him that much. But what's he really like on set?
I really enjoyed Ru's presence. I think Ru's definitely a businesswoman, and just very 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 good at her job. It's a well-oiled machine now, Drag Race. She knows what she's doing. I think she's really funny, and I think she found me funny. Like the first thing we did was that Dirty Charades.
Oh, yeah.
She was wetting herself laughing. They had to cut out the laughter. It just went on and on and on. Days over there.
All right, Victoria. Yeah.
So I think we sort of have maybe a similar sense of humour. Ru loves the British sense of humour. Loves it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's something, I think that's why he's so keen on the UK series, right? Like, I mean, he doesn't appear in every series around the world, but the British one, you know, he doesn't do Canada, he doesn't do Netherlands or any of those, but he does do UK, and I think that's probably for that reason. And also the talent, I think the UK talent really does like stand out, and I think it was really exciting to have you as part of that, and obviously really, and especially because you went to the same school as me. but it was obviously a disappointing what happened to you. Are we going to see you in the next series?
I mean, I would come back. I'd love to come back if they had me. You know, if I were to be going back, I'd be signed to a very strict NDA and wouldn't be able to confirm or deny. But
of course,
it's not even necessarily that I would have had any, you know, unfinished business or anything to prove. I think I proved what I wanted to prove. But you know, if given the chance, I would love to give it a fair shot without a dodgy knee.
Yeah, maybe no
Knee slides.
Yeah, I was trying to think, I forgot what it was then. I was like, yeah, it was the knee slide, wasn't it? Well, yeah, maybe no knee slides this time round.
Yes. We may revisit that footage and that trauma in my show.
Okay.
On Saturday. It's great fun.
It sounds it. I do love seeing an injury replayed for me on it.
In slow motion.
Oh, God.
And are there sound effects.
Are there still any tickets available for Saturday?
I think so. I hope so. I don't think there's any meet and greet left. So, you know, you can't meet me. But, yes, you can get tickets. you can get tickets on the Club Kids website or the Clapham Grand website direct as well, which is nice. And I think there's, like, a 2 for £15 or something offer on, like, the circle area.
Awesome.
The stalls are all gone because people just want to be so close to me they can smell me.
They can get COVID from you.
Yes.
Well, Victoria, it's been a real pleasure to have you on today, and extra special pleasure for me. yeah, thank you so much, and good luck with the tour and everything else you've got coming up.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh,
that's so bizarre. I think I probably really overreacted to that point, but I mean, that is incredibly bizarre. You know, it's just
a small
school. Yeah. And there's not
insane school.
Interestingly, a guy who I also went to school with also won The Apprentice years back. He's called Ricky Martin. he won The Apprentice, I don't know, like series 6 or 7 or something like that. And he used to live opposite my mum, and he used to really piss my mum off because he'd, with his water pistol, would spray her car.
Oh, and she remembered him.
Yeah. Like, that was that little bastard. So me, Ricky Martin, and Victoria Scone from the same school. I mean, what an incredible.
I mean, what a school. Churning them out.
Yeah, clearly.
Who needs the Brits though?
Yeah, I'm gonna take that to Crofton, my old school, and see what they say. Well, that was exciting. Our second guest, Robert Van Tromp here, so let's get him in.
Perfect.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm all good. More importantly, how are you both?
Really good, thank you. Really good.
Yeah, really good. Kind of enjoying like the new year, getting into the swing of things, really, I think.
Yeah, it feels like a long time since I spoke to you guys, but actually really it isn't, is it?
Yeah, when was it? Was it last summer?
It was end of July. Maybe like a month after the show came out.
Yeah, yeah. How have you been since then?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely been very different. you know, everything from... You're still getting the, you know, the occasional photos here and there, and you know the messages that you get online. I think there's no amount of time you'll ever get used to that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're single now, aren't you?
I am. Yes, I am.
So very since announcing that, Rob, are you seeing people were sliding into them DMs now? Because I always like to know, what are the DMs saying? Are they popping?
Do you know what? I mean, to be honest, they were already popping when you were in a relationship. And sometimes you kind of get the unwanted crowd, you know, that don't really care that you're in a relationship. But then you get a kind of a different group of people now you're single, are more interested. So, yeah, it's a hectic world out there, guys. You know, I'm sure you guys know that. You know, it's you never know what's coming in. Let's put it that way.
And are you dating now?
I've been on a few dates here and there. I've been on a few dates here and there. I did set up a Hinge profile, which I'll be honest, I hadn't touched a dating app for maybe like 6 or 7 years. So going on that was just, yeah, you know, it's madness, really. You know, you're kind of in this jungle of opportunity. and it's just like you don't really know where to go, where to look, you know. Well, you know where to look, but that's not what I meant.
And I'm sure you know where to go.
Yeah. Hinge is supposed to be the, you know, the sensible one of all of them.
Yeah, do you know what? I mean, back in the day when, you know, I was in my early 20s, don't get me wrong, I used to love the Tinders and the Bumble, when you'd have like talking to 20, 30 different girls, and you almost, the excitement of talking to so many was, I'm loving it, you know, you're a 21-year-old guy, and it's like, talking to so many different girls. But now it's like, geez, God, you don't want to talk to me. You don't really want to talk to too many. It's like, you know,
you can't keep up.
It's just the I think the time associated and the energy going into it. Like, I think if you don't want to waste your time anymore. Like, you don't want to waste mm-hmm. your time if you don't think it's a good if you don't think it's a good vibe, then don't invest.
Yeah. Well said.
Why sounds like you're on Dragon's Den.
It does. You know, I'm dressed like it as well. Yeah. The way I look to myself in the mirror today, I kind of look like a therapist and a Russian spy.
The ladies love that look. I mean,
there you are.
Yes. So you've also launched a podcast, haven't you, with a rather unusual name?
Yes. So I launched a podcast. I said that very posh. Podcast. launched podcast kind of, I guess, not too long ago, really, a few months back, called Lipstick Stained Passport. And really, the podcast is designed to, I guess, kind of try and normalize the chat regarding dating and sex and relationships, but also kind of an opportunity to kind of broaden on the talk around self-love and mental health. And kind of bring not just a comedic value to the podcast, but also kind of addressing topics that we should speak more about as well. So it's kind of an interesting combination that I'm trying to hit.
And do you have like guests on? Is that how it works? And you're talking about different, like you take a topic and you have a conversation about it. How does it work?
Yeah, so good question. So basically, I had 12 guests on my first season. That's now finished. And basically I wanted to kind of think of a topic which I could kind of almost kind of introduce subtly into the conversation, but not make it too obvious, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, a classic one would be one that did was very popular was it's a picture of my crotch there. We ended that bit out.
Oh no!
Keep that one in for the fans. this one was called "Worrying is like paying a debt that you don't owe," and basically, it was actually with a fellow cast member that I wanted to kind of talk about dating, but also. And relationships, but also the impact of social media and how it's kind of creating this image that we want to portray to people to impress other people before impressing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of basically trying to bring some humor into all this, but also to actually, on a serious note, try to address the kind of concerns that people have in the areas that we don't talk about as well. So, for example, like I said there, you know, like impressing other people and having a low self-confidence and worrying more about what people think first. But also, at the same time, I've got, you know, games in my sessions that include bedroom dilemmas. So, and these bedroom dilemmas can be vary all the way from relatively serious to, you know, these guys got to be sending this stuff in for a joke. You know, like there was one. Asking whether it was cool for their partner to urinate on them, and this, so like, you know, it's like so we really do cover everything on the podcast, you know. So
and what was your advice about that? What was your opinion on the golden shower?
Drink lots of water beforehand.
Look, do you know what, luckily I wasn't the one summarizing. It was actually Peter who was on the show as well, and I think the response he gave was, if they're asking you to do that, and they've probably done it already.
Fair
and,
point.
You know, how do you feel about someone who's already done that already? And that's that, each to their own on this conversation, really, isn't it? You know, that everybody's different and, you know, we can't criticise.
Oh, well, of course. Different horses for different courses. Whatever floats your boat.
That's it. Literally. Oh, what a lovely way of putting that as well. You know,
a giant lake of piss floats my boat.
You know what? It was one of those things, isn't it? You know, some people, they might be like, oh, that's really rogue, whereas some people might, that's a casual Sunday, you know, before roast dinner. So like, you know, yeah. You don't know.
Songs of praise in a golden shower.
That is my Sunday. I don't know about you boring people, but that's how I like to entertain myself.
Literally, a bit of Midsummer Murders in between, you know. No, 100%. Yeah, no, yeah. Look, like it's a platform that first and foremost I wanted to kind of, like I said, bring some element of comedy into people's dating stories and relationships and sex, but also actually talk about the important stuff as well. And I think those are the kind of listeners that I want to attract, and actually they can walk away from listening to the podcast thinking, okay, wow, that was really funny, but also it was really insightful and learning and hearing people that are in the spotlight talk about these issues.
And Rob, you're also a keen traveller. Now things have eased up a little bit. Are you hoping to do a little bit more travelling in 2022?
Do you know what? I would love to. I really would love to. And I've just come back from the States doing a couple of weeks, visiting some of the cast members. But I also plan to head off to Bali at some point. And I feel like I always talk about traveling on my Instagram, my social media, and then people must be like, well, okay, you're actually going to do some of it then, Robert, or you know what I mean?
It's been hard in a pandemic, though, to be fair. Yeah. There's so much you've been able to do with the traffic light system and all that.
Yeah, of course. And you know, I was very fortunate to do, I did, obviously, the ex being from South Africa, I travelled from South Africa up to Egypt and saw 10 African countries.
Amazing.
That was unreal, you know, like camping in the middle of Zambia with animals around you by yourself is certainly character building to another level, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Love it. So plans for the rest of the year? Are you going to be doing another series of the podcast?
Yeah, so hopefully, fingers crossed, it will be coming out in the next month or so. Now, guest-wise, we haven't anything confirmed yet. We have our eye on a few people we would like to include, obviously, but nothing confirmed just yet. But we will absolutely guarantee that this one's going to be an absolute stonker of a season two.
Yeah. Nice. And you mentioned your cast members. I assume you're talking about Too Hot to Handle, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's it.
How is that? Is everyone still in touch? Is there still a good like atmosphere between most of you and things like that?
What a question.
Is that a no?
You know what? It's the short answer would be no. But I think it's a great question because I remember when we were all on a WhatsApp chat before the show had landed, and everyone was saying, and then there were people saying, oh yeah, do you know what, we're all gonna hang out together, we're all gonna do this. And I thought to myself, it's not gonna happen, you know, it's not gonna happen because there's just so many big personalities in there that just basically just would never be in a room with one another again, and you know, like, it's just the way it is, I guess, just the way the world works, and you know, there are big personalities on there for a reason. And yeah, you know, even my ex-girlfriend, I can't say, you know, I'm buzzing about being in a room with her, so it's like, you know, so it's just the way it is, unfortunately.
And how are things between you and your ex-girlfriend now? Still civil or any contact?
I think... Yeah.
This is not sounding positive. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's a no, isn't it, Rob?
it's sadly isn't it, yes. I wouldn't say it's civil. I think the breakup was civil. But I just think that we have our differences. We certainly have different interests and priorities in life. And I think that I think that has potentially hindered any kind of friendship moving forward. I still think, you know, she's very, obviously very beautiful, and she's been successful in her own right. But in terms of any kind of friendship and I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
Well, you obviously met on the show, and the new show is just about to start. Do you think that these shows are actually any good for finding love, really, in the end?
Oh. Well, look, two good friends, Cam and Emily, are still together from the show, the year on. I think it's tough. I do think it's incredibly tough. You know, even the small things, like, you know, you might be in a photo with another girl, or you might be talking to another girl. Not like that, but you know, out in a bar somewhere, or you might be your friend, and you know, you might have like this young, like maybe younger girls come to you like, oh, where's Christina? You know, you're not with her anymore, and you're with her, but you're not physically with her. And because they've seen you on the show and they see you on Instagram together, and they in their heads they picture you to always be together, and it's not, unfortunately, that's not the reality. That's not how things always work. And you know, you have to kind of see social media as a pinch of, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. And that's not always the reality. And I think that can be blown up on what relationships are actually like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a true reflection of what relationships are like. So I know, for example, and we might have done photos together, me and my ex-girlfriend in the past, and maybe 5 minutes before taking a photo, we might have been having an argument. You know, we might have been at each other's throats. You know, and then say cheese for the camera. You know, so it's very much a 5% snapshot of reality, and that's just the way it is. And that's why I think relationships, particularly coming off of a reality show, are hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But will you be watching the new series regardless?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's some nice girls in the lineup as well. No, I'm joking.
Oh, no. He's back.
He'll be sliding into some DMs.
Yeah.
No, there are some nice girls. And yeah, I mean, look, that's the show's called Too Hot to Handle at the end of the day, isn't it? So, you know, there's always going to be some attractive ones. But yeah, like, I mean, single days, it's you never know what's around the corner, guys.
Well, this is true. Yeah, this is very true. Yeah. And that's the exciting thing about doing these huge Netflix shows as well, is everyone suddenly knows you. You get millions of followers online. You never know who might be interested, eh?
Well, that's it. Do you know what? I only went into my top requests the other day. I'd kind of ignored them, to be honest. And I had a voice note from Jedward in there. You know, that's just random. It really is as random as it comes, lads. You know,
and what did Jedward have to say?
I'm not sure it's worth repeating on the radio, to be honest.
It definitely is.
I mean, they are crazy, those boys. I've interviewed them a couple of times, and they are all over the place.
it's pretty hectic. No, but yeah, it's, you know, you get like as you mentioned, because it's an international show, you have different requests come in from all over the globe. And you know, I've had lots of questions about OnlyFans profile, and you know, and people were asking to see your feet without the socks. Sometimes with the socks, sometimes without the socks.
You do never one know of each. What
to expect. Yeah, exactly. You know, there really is one thing I will say, guys. There really is a strong warm sock market out there, and that needs to be exploited.
Do you know what? I actually know someone that has sold her husband's socks online before just to get in a bit of extra cash. So
there you are. There you
easy
are.
To do. Yeah.
There you are. Exactly.
It's definitely a thing.
You know, I think, well, I actually had one of the guys, I had Harry reach out to me from season 3 asking for any advice. And I said to him, not necessarily give you any advice, but things to expect is expect a lot of requests for your worn socks, and that will never get old.
And if you do need the cash, then it's there for you.
Yeah. If you look, Harry, if you need to put some money on those socks, then you put some money on those socks. You know, whatever you need to do. And he was like, are you playing? I said, I'm not playing. I'm being very real. This is the real world. Yeah.
But overall, no regrets about doing the show. I mean, it was obviously a long time ago you filmed it now, but obviously since the breakup and all that, no regrets?
Yeah, I mean, no regrets for being on the show. I think, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity, first and foremost, to kind of actually be in the Caribbean and see a different island I hadn't been to before from a travel side, but also to be on a global network, fantastic, to meet a bunch of cool people. Do I think, would I have liked to have maybe altered my behaviour a little bit in the show? Not necessarily not gone for Christina. I think that would be harsh, even though we're not together. But I think if I had maybe played the game more, should we say, on the show, Whereas I was just very kind of just like lust, you know, like, and trying to pull myself out of that, guys, was just, it's hard, you know, and I struggle with that at home, let alone on an island where you can't release yourself. So I was destined for trouble, really, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, fair, but I mean, at the end of the day, these things were all an experience, right? And you wouldn't have maybe had the opportunities that you've got now if you hadn't done it. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, you think things always happen for a reason. And, you know, you have to, even though some things might not go your way, you just have to, what's that classic Steve Jobs, or a bit of wisdom on the radio tonight, but that Steve Jobs saying, where you can't connect the dots moving forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to kind of understand that things may happen that might not always be the positive outcome that you had hoped for, like leaving the show early, or booted by Lana. But look, you have to look back and think that if that hadn't happened, this might not have happened, you know. So,
absolutely. And you wouldn't have been sat here talking to us about golden showers and selling your socks.
and those are the real wins in life, you know.
These are hashtag goals.
These are hashtag goals.
We get the big stories. You know what I mean? That's literally, what we're all about literally. Here on Access All Areas.
100%.
Well, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us again. And remind us the name of the podcast.
So the podcast is called Lipstick Stained Passport. So I will be honest, it did have a little bit of influence from Jason Derulo.
Has he got a song called that or something?
It's I got lipstick stains on my passport. You make it hard to leave. I've been around the world, don't speak the language. That was, you know. So what we've done is just condensed it to Lipstick Stained Passport because we wanted to incorporate the travel side, but also the sex and relationships and dating side. There you are.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Well, best of luck with the rest of it, and hope everything goes well. Great to speak to you.
Amazing, lads. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much. And I'm already looking forward to the next time you invite me on.
Yeah. You're welcome back anytime.
Take care. Stay safe. Bye, Rob.
All right.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye.
What
did you think he looked like he was in like a reception area or something there?
Yeah.
Waiting for an appointment.
Waiting for a meeting. Yeah.
No, but nice guy. And
nice guy.
You have to check that podcast out. Sounds good. I mean, I need to get some advice about golden showers. So, you know, let's get to it.
Is it a bit of you, Stephen? That's the question.
Who knows? I haven't done it yet. So we'll have to wait and see.
I'll be honest. I've never done it. I used to love a bit of fake tan. Not going to lie. I've gone a little bit easy lately. Yeah. I don't really wear it as much. Wheeze ammonia, so that's going to take your fake bake straight off. So never been a bit of me, but as I said, different horses for different courses.
Things to think about though, Bob. These are things to consider.
Exactly, and I don't want it all in my Kylie Minogue bedding, do you know what I'm saying? Because that's a nightmare to
neither would Kylie.
The best of time. Now, she don't want it in the sequins.
No.
Anyway, enough about that. I think the lovely Sean's.
Yeah, let's get on that note. Let's get Sean in.
Oh, my God.
There you are.
Hello, babes.
Hi, sorry. I'm still at the office. I was planning to be at home for this, but whatever.
No, you're all right. Busy day.
Yes, very busy. Always a busy day, but yeah, been busy today.
How have you been? How is your 2022 treating you so far?
It's been pretty good so far, yeah, not too bad. Yeah, just cracking on really, because we're with Asda now. It's just we've got deliveries going in left, right and centre, so it's just been on top of everything and making it all go as smoothly as possible. So it's quite stressful, but...
Yeah, so tell us about this whole thing with Asda. Obviously, we all know you from The Apprentice and what's gone on since, but tell us a bit about this, how you've come to... do what you're doing now.
Yeah, so winning The Apprentice obviously was amazing, changed my life, changed the business, changed everything. But then COVID happened and we were originally just swimwear. We literally just sold swimwear. So when COVID hit back in March 2020, I think it was, we literally had to completely change and pivot and create something new because nobody was going on holiday. So we switched to loungewear, which has been mega successful so far. And it's just opened up new opportunities. So like Asda would never have been interested probably in the swimwear, but the loungewear has allowed us to have more opportunity, I guess, with retailers especially.
And what an ideal product to switch to, because I guess especially in the early days of COVID, no one was leaving the house. Everyone wanted loungewear, so ideal.
Exactly, exactly. It was a bit like, what's the complete opposite to swim at the minute, because nobody needed swim and we launched the swim.
Certainly not in the UK.
Definitely not, like, at all. Even when it got warm, there were the odd customer that were like at home in the bikini. I'm like, that's random. But yeah, the loungewear was just spot on. Everybody, even now, it's changed. You know, everybody's just chilling at home in the sweats. So it was the perfect pivot, I guess, for us.
So has loungewear completely overtaken swimwear, I'm guessing?
Massively, yeah. We are still known as a swimwear brand, so we don't want to lose that. You know, we don't want to completely wipe that out. But the loungewear, it just offers so much more. And it opens the market up as well. You know, we can reach the older market now. I mean, my mum is like my biggest ambassador now. She's always rocking around in my bloody tracksuit. So she never used to wear the swim, but she'll wear the loungewear. So...
And so, yeah, tell us about what you've been doing with Asda specifically.
Yeah, so we, at the end of last year, launched our winter range in with those guys. So Asda, you know, obviously they have their George brand and they started to introduce brand. It's a really good opportunity, I guess, because they've realised during COVID, people can go and do everything they need to whilst they're shopping. They don't just need to go do the food shop. They can get the clothes, do what they need to do. And bringing in brand then opens up new opportunities for them. And for us as a brand, you know, we're all about quality finish, and it's great for us to be able to be in a physical store where you can actually see that rather than, you know, we're normally just online where you wouldn't necessarily know. But the weights of our fabrics are really heavy and thick and fleece lined and cozy, so it's great for us to be in somewhere like that and have the reach, you know, of being in such a big retailer. But people have been able to see, actually, yeah, it's really good quality as well. You know, it's not just had a good photo shoot and been made to look good online.
Because didn't you used to be part of the marketing team at Asda?
Yes, I did. Oh my God, back in the day, yeah. I worked for an agency that was part of Asda, and obviously the head offices are in Leeds. That's where I am now. That's where I'm based. So I worked for Asda for a few years, yeah. And I'd have never expected this to happen, like,
Yeah,
it's really weird, but yeah, I worked for Asda for a while.
And do you think? Sorry, Bob. Go on.
So I was just going to say, so when you walk into store and you see your product there, bearing in mind that you've worked for the brand previously in a different role, is that like a pinch me moment? Because I know, obviously, in your own, the brand's successful, but Asda's such a huge thing and a huge store. So to walk in and see your stuff there must just
be like a. Definitely, because I, even just like The Apprentice, I'm just a normal girl, do you know, like I'm just a normal Leeds girl, so especially to be able to go into my local stores that I used to go in when I was younger with friends and stuff, and to see, because it's my name as well, it kind of hits a bit different, do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's really strange, and my nan's not with us anymore, but we were like besties, and I just think, oh, if she was still here now, oh my God, she'd literally be living in Asda just with a sign saying, this is my granddaughter. Like, it's just weird. It's so weird.
I'm sure she's looking down and very proud.
I hope so.
Is Lord Sugar still involved in your business in any way?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's still, we're still partners. So we, you know, we got the investment a couple of years ago, and yeah, he's been on the roller coaster journey with us. I had a board call with him earlier this week, actually. But yeah, he's still heavily involved, still on good terms. I feel like I can breathe out now. I've had a few years of breathing, of not breathing. I can breathe out now and relax a little bit more.
And there's currently a new series of The Apprentice on now. What would your advice be if you could give just one piece to the contestants?
There's so much advice I'd give them, but I would probably just, from my own personal perspective, I would say just keep you cool, and especially at this early stage now, like befriend everybody, because I think for the first couple of tasks, just being friendly with everybody and being on the right side of them gets you further than trying to outshine others or trying to be too vocal, because it's hard. If you've got someone who's too much, the whole team will turn against them and eventually get rid of them if they really want to, whereas you just play it cool. Learn when you want to speak, when you want to be quiet, and just go with the flow to begin with. Then when you get further down the line, you can start, you know, stamping your foot a bit more, but definitely just keep everybody on side to begin with.
Do you watch series since you've won it?
Yeah, I do, but it's weird. It's weird watching it now because I was a massive fan of the show before. Like, me and my dad used to watch it all the time. And I used to say to him, Dad, I'm going to go on this one day. I swear to God, I'm going to go on it and I'm going to win it. And he'd be like, yeah, okay, we'll see. But now I watch it completely differently. And being part of the experience, I guess I try to not judge anybody now because, you know, you watch it and you're kind of like, why did they do that? What a stupid name that is. I watch it now and I think, no, I get it. It's hard. Like, fair play to all of them that are on it. Like, they're doing a good job.
There's been some people saying that it's been going on too long, The Apprentice, and maybe it's time for its day to be done. Do you agree with that? Do you think that there's an end point to it? Or do you think as long as people are still watching?
It's such a well-known show. And I had this question. I actually had a question of, is it boring now? Is it always the same? You know, do they need to switch it up? And I think when something's so well known for what it is, like, it has longevity just in that. Like, it's been on for a long time, but if it wasn't on, it would be missed. And if you tried to replace it with something, it probably wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't have the same, you know, vibe. And it's a difficult one, but I think there's still plenty to go. And Lord Sugar is, you know, I don't know how old he is now, but he's so, like, intelligent and witty and on it, and, you know, for me, he's got years left in him to still keep going with the shows. And I think while people are watching, I think this year's been, it's had like the best ratings in years. So, you know, maybe because it's been out for a couple of years with COVID, it's come back with a bang. So we'll see.
I think if anyone knows when it's time to pull the plug, he'll know himself, won't he?
I'm sure at some point he'll say, right, I'm done. But until then, he will continue. The same way as with business, you know, you just keep planning on.
Definitely. Yeah. So the rest of the year, what's in store for the brand?
So we have a new range coming out end of next month, which is a bit more like a spring range. We're quite neutral in our colours. We try and be more mass market. So, you know, a lot of nudes, blacks, creams, and the next range is a bit more colour in it. So I'm excited to see how people react. That we're launching that in Georgia Asda as well and a few other retailers, continuing to try and grow and get into more places and be seen and raise awareness of the brand, really. But yeah, the spring drop I'm excited about. We've got some new styles as well, and not just loungewear, so we'll see what people think.
It must be really exciting when you picture something in your head, I guess, when it's a design or a pattern or a color, and you know that it's gone from being a thought to a sketch to then just knowing it's going to be on a hanger in a couple of months' time. It must be an exciting thing to kind of get in store and actually see it as a real-life thing that you can hold.
Definitely, yeah, because the process is so long-winded, you know, when you're designing these products, like, years in advance. So sometimes you'll be bored of a range almost before it's even gone out. You're like, oh, that's old now. I'm on to, like, the next season, but... Yeah, for me, especially because I design everything, you know, that's like the key part of the business, is I design everything. So if I see somebody wearing the product or on Instagram, people are tagging us, and that's like gold for me, you know, as a designer. You want to see people and they say, no, I love it, it's amazing. I think that's literally just made my life. So yeah, seeing it in a store then is, yeah, it's crazy, but it's rewarding. I love it.
Well, it's so good that it's all been so successful for you after the show, because it's not like that for everyone. And it's good that it's all going, especially working in fashion during the pandemic.
Yeah,
you've managed to get through it.
So. I think as well, you know, with COVID, it could have been such a different story for us, really, if we'd have not pivoted and changed. You know, we made face masks for a short period of time out of swimwear, because we had all this swim stock and said, what could we actually do with it? So it wasn't clinical, it was literally just washable, reusable, you know.
Yeah.
It was a bit like, if we can try and actually help with the situation as well and move some stock, do what we've got to do. But, you know, yeah, now we've pivoted, and it's actually probably been one of the best things that we've done. I guess out of such a horrible time, it's worked quite well for us. We're doing okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with it all going on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, babe. Best of luck for the new launch.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charles.
Stay safe.
Bye.
She's so lovely, isn't she?
Yeah, what a sweetie. And yeah, she's right. I mean, it could have all gone totally tits up, I guess, couldn't it? And it hasn't. So
if all the products for your brand to be, like, when it's predominantly, well, it is a brand for swimwear and for holidays.
Yeah.
and no one had any chance of getting on a plane or getting on a beach. What a great thing to diversify into to loungewear and to become the success that she's become now. So incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've had some three really good chats today, actually, Bob. Been enjoyed definitely. It.
And every single one all slightly different, which is what we like. Diverse is the spice of life. Who said that? Someone said that once. Was it Einstein? I don't know. Someone said that. Someone knowledgeable.
Well,
and
I like
was
it.
Very right.
Whoever it was, yeah. Well, great show. And thanks for all our guests. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.